Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Decide: Simple Tools for Making Better Choices. By Annie Duke is a practical guide to improving decision quality in everyday life and high-stakes moments. Drawing on her background in professional poker and decision science, Duke focuses on the process behind choices rather than obsessing over outcomes that can be influenced by luck. The book frames decision-making as a skill that can be learned and refined through small, repeatable tools. Instead of offering motivational slogans, it emphasizes clear thinking under uncertainty, recognizing hidden biases, and creating habits that make good choices more likely over time. Duke also highlights why people routinely misread results, overtrust intuition, and cling to narratives that feel satisfying but distort reality. With approachable examples and checklists, the book aims to help readers slow down at the right moments, ask better questions, and reduce regret by making decisions they can stand behind even when outcomes vary. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, decisions under uncertainty and the role of luck. A central theme is separating decision quality from outcome quality. Duke argues that many choices are made under uncertainty, where even excellent decisions can lead to disappointing results, and poor decisions can sometimes get rewarded. The practical implication is that improvement comes from evaluating what you controlled at the moment of choice, not from judging yourself solely by what happened afterward. The book encourages readers to recognize luck as a real factor in career moves, investing, relationships, and health decisions, where outcomes often have noise. By acknowledging uncertainty, you become more willing to think in probabilities, consider alternative futures, and avoid false lessons based on one data point. This mindset reduces overconfidence after wins and excessive self-blame after losses. It also improves learning because you review decisions more honestly. What did I know then? What assumptions did I make? What signals did I ignore? And what information would have changed my mind? Treating decisions like bets is a recurring idea. You place a wager with limited information, and your goal is to stack the odds in your favor through better process, not to demand certainty where none exists. Secondly, framing the right question before you choose. The book emphasizes that many bad decisions start with the wrong frame. Before comparing options, Duke recommends clarifying the actual goal, the constraints, and the trade-offs you are willing to accept. A choice that looks like a simple yes or no often becomes clearer when you reframe it into a question about priorities, timelines, and acceptable risk. This includes distinguishing between what you want now and what you want later, and identifying whether you are optimizing for money, time, health, learning, or relationships. Duke also highlights how language shapes choices. A framing that treats an option as default can hide alternatives, and a framing that focuses on avoiding loss can push you toward overly cautious behavior. By explicitly stating the decision, the stakes, and the success criteria, you reduce the chance of drifting into choices driven by mood, social pressure, or incomplete comparisons. This topic connects to practical tools such as listing options, defining what would make each option a win, and recognizing when you are solving the wrong problem, The aim is to make your decision environment clearer so you can choose with intention rather than reactively. Thirdly, common thinking traps and how to counter them. Duke focuses on predictable cognitive biases that distort judgment, especially when emotions run high or information is incomplete. Readers are guided to notice overconfidence, confirmation seeking, anchoring on the first number or idea they hear, and hindsight bias that makes past events feel more predictable than they were. Another trap is outcome bias, where you label a decision good because it worked out and bad because it did not, even if the underlying reasoning was sound. The book also explores motivated reasoning, where you search for arguments that support what you already want to do, and narrative fallacies, where you build a neat story that ignores randomness. The practical takeaway is not to eliminate bias completely, but to install safeguards. These include slowing down for irreversible choices, inviting dissenting views, and asking what information would prove you wrong. Duke encourages readers to treat beliefs as flexible, updating them as new evidence arrives. By making bias checking part of your routine, you reduce impulsive swings and improve consistency. This topic makes the case that better decisions come from better thinking habits, not from being naturally rational or unusually disciplined. Fourthly, decision tools, prospective hindsight, probabilities, and checklists. The book is known for simple, repeatable tools that translate decision science into action. One widely discussed approach is prospective hindsight, often framed as a pre-mortem. Imagine your decision has gone badly and list plausible reasons why. This reverses the usual optimism that blinds people to risks and helps you identify weak points you can fix in advance. Duke also encourages thinking in probabilities rather than certainties, even in informal ways, because assigning odds forces you to acknowledge uncertainty and compare options more realistically. Another tool is exploring base rates, looking at what typically happens in similar situations before assuming your case is unique. Checklists and decision journals help capture your assumptions at the time of choice, making later reviews far more informative. When you write down what you believed, what you predicted, and why, you create feedback that improves future judgment. These tools are designed to be lightweight, not academic. The focus is on raising the quality of your process with minimal friction so you can apply them to hiring, negotiating, purchasing decisions, time management, and personal commitments. Lastly, building a personal system for better choices. Over time, beyond one-off decisions, Duke emphasizes building a system that consistently produces better outcomes across months and years. This includes creating rules for recurring decisions, deciding in advance how you will handle common temptations, and setting thresholds that trigger deeper analysis when stakes are high. The idea is to conserve mental energy by standardizing what can be standardized, freeing attention for the truly important calls. The book also promotes learning loops: make a decision, record key assumptions, observe results without overreacting to noise, and adjust. Over time, this strengthens calibration, your ability to match confidence to reality. Duke also stresses the value of seeking high-quality feedback and surrounding yourself with people who challenge your reasoning rather than simply validating it. A good decision system accounts for emotions, time pressure, and social dynamics, not just logic. It helps you avoid regret by ensuring that even if outcomes vary, you can explain why your choice was reasonable given what you knew. The payoff is reliability, fewer avoidable mistakes, quicker recovery when plans fail, and more confidence because your decisions are guided by a thoughtful process instead of impulse. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want practical, low-jargon ways to make better choices at work and at home. Managers, entrepreneurs, students, investors, and anyone who feels stuck between options or second-guesses themselves after the fact. It is also useful for people who are already high performers but want a more reliable decision process when outcomes are uncertain. The benefit to a reader's life comes from shifting attention to what you can control, framing the decision well, weighing trade-offs honestly, and reducing the influence of bias and emotion. By adopting tools like prospective hindsight, probability thinking, and decision journaling, you can improve how you learn from experience and feel less whiplash from lucky wins or unlucky losses. Compared with similar decision-making books that lean heavily on theory or broad behavioral concepts, Duke's strength is usability. The tools are designed to be applied quickly without needing complex models, and they fit both personal and professional decisions. The emphasis on separating outcome from process is especially valuable because it prevents the most common error people make, drawing the wrong lesson from what happened. For readers who want actionable structure, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Annie Duke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.